Remarks of the President, Granite City, Illinois, 1 November 1952.
Very, very much. I certainly do appreciate this wonderful reception here in Granite City. I know I'm among real friends in Granite City. You came through for me in fine style in 1948, and I want to tell you I needed it then. I know you're going to do even better this time for the man who's heading the Democratic ticket this year, your own great governor, Adlai Stevenson. This is a very special occasion for me. This is the last whistle-stop speech I shall make from this campaign train. It is the last time when, as President of the United States, I shall talk to the people in whistle-stop crowds like this about the issues in the election. I kind of hate to give it up. But let me tell you something else. I don't want the Republicans to get their hopes up too high. This is far from the last time that I shall be campaigning for the Democratic ticket in the Democratic Party. My party has given me every honor it can bestow upon a man, and I'm not the kind of person who gets everything you can out of a party and then goes over to the other side like some of them do. You know, I've known people who've had every honor that the Democratic Party can give them, and then when the Democratic Party needs them, they're going out with the rich boys and see if they can't help themselves on the other side and let the Democratic Party go fluid. I don't like it. I don't like it. So long as I have the strength to do it, I shall go on fighting for the Democratic Party and the things it believes in and stands for. You know I started these whistle-stop trips over 4 years ago for one main reason. I knew that if I could only get the facts to the people, they would do the right thing in their own interest. That's just what happened in 1948. The people got the facts, and they voted for the Democratic Party, the party that has always worked in the interest of all the people. My experience in 1948 proves something I have always known in my 40 years in politics. If the people get the truth, they can be trusted to look out for their own welfare and the welfare of their great country. That's a basic principle I've followed in my 7 years as President of the United States, and my faith in this principle has been mighty important to me in the difficult years that I've spent in the White House. The Democratic Party has always relied upon the good sense of the American people. It is willing to place the record of its accomplishments before the people and let them use their judgment. That's just what the Democratic candidates have been doing in this campaign. They've gone across the country talking sense to the people and telling them about the record of the Democratic Party, and they're telling it by chapter and verse, and by the record. But, my friends, the Republican candidates do not dare to campaign on the record of their party because it's just plain bad. On the Democratic side, on the domestic side, the Democratic Party can point to a record of accomplishments which have brought the country the greatest prosperity in history. We have developed sound programs for the workers, for the farmers, for the small businessman. And as they have prospered, the entire country has prospered, and everybody's had a hand in that prosperity and a part of it. but the Republican record shows a long line of stubborn opposition to the measures of the New Deal and the Fair Deal, the programs that have brought such great returns to the American people. In the international field, this country, under Democratic leadership, has mobilized the free nations of the world in a determined stand against communist aggression. The hope of all civilization rests upon the outcome of our efforts. But the Republican record shows they have tried time and again to kill or cripple the programs that have meant life or death for our allies in this great struggle. And my friends, the Republican campaign this year is being run by the same reactionary old guard which has built up this long record of opposition to everything that is good for the people of this great country of ours. It would be bad enough if these reactionaries were given a chance to wreck the programs that have brought prosperity to our country. But it'd be even greater tragedy if these same reactionaries were put into a position where they could ruin our efforts for world peace. We can work for peace only if the free nations of the world continue their opposition to Soviet expansion. That means building up our own strength and the strength of our allies. And it means continuing our efforts to oppose aggression, as we are doing in Korea, without getting involved in a third world war. But the Republicans just don't understand those policies. They had their way. We would not have a single strong ally in the world today, and I say that with conviction, and I know what I'm talking about, for I've been sitting where I can find out the truth. That's why I consider this election one of the most important in our history. Next Tuesday, the voters will be deciding whether or not this country is to continue on the road to lasting prosperity and world peace. Bear that in mind now. That's what I want you to think about. For 6 weeks, I've been traveling up and down this country doing all in my power to make the people understand what's at stake. I want them to do a little thinking on their own account. I want you to use your head. And if you do that, you'll be safe. I've been urging them, just as I urge you now, to look at the record. Find out which party's been working in the interest of all the plain, everyday people. Study the votes of the Republicans and the Democrats in the Congress. Compare the qualifications of each candidate for the greatest position in the history of the world. The presidency is the most powerful and the greatest job that ever has happened in the history of this world. And this country is responsible for the welfare of the free world, and we must have somebody in that office who knows what it's all about. If you do just that, if you do what I'm telling you, do a little thinking, study the record, study a little history, the Democratic Party will win a great victory next Tuesday. Mel Price will continue to give you a real representation in the Congress. Sherwood Dixon will take over the governor's chair in Springfield, and the country will have 4 years of good government under Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman.